We have Locke Hughes on the morning show with us. Locke is the treasurer, actually, of the Toronto Electric Riders Association, which we'll talk to him a little more about, and some other things, possibly local bans on e-bikes like we are faced with here in Windsor, sidewalks and trails and things like that. Good morning.
Good morning, JD.
Let's start there. Are you guys faced with similar things like that? Are there already bans in place with e-bikes in your area?
The Toronto Parks Department has passed a policy made up by their staff, but that's not exactly what the bylaw says. But yes, there are signs going up along our park trails saying that power-assisted bicycles are not allowed.
Let me talk to you a little bit about what got you interested in riding an e-bike.
Well, gave up the automobile decades ago. I had two young daughters born in Toronto, and as babies, their doctor said that they had lung problems because of urban air quality. So I shut down my Chevy Impala and gave up the car and had to change my life and didn't drive for about 10 years and then got back on the pedal bicycle. And got interested in electric boats, actually, and having forgotten everything I ever knew about electrics in high school and so on, I went out and bought myself a secondhand electric bicycle for $500. The first week I had the bike, a Toronto police officer pulled me over and said it wasn't legal. And, of course, when I look around, no one else is riding them. This is about 10 years ago. And I had to ask myself why. It's a commercial product manufactured in the millions every year and in common use in other parts around the world, and why weren't these for sale in Canada?
And what was the result of your research?
These things take time, and you need a federal approval at Transport Canada, and the federal government changes their laws to recognize a category of motorized vehicle, in this case the power-assisted bicycle. And in fact, then the various provinces have, because they control ownership and operation, have to then amend their, in the case of Ontario, Highway Traffic Act. And, of course, the whole emphasis, the whole concept of the power-assisted bicycle is to give Canadians an option in transportation that has been tested by Transport Canada Safe and is considered a very environment-friendly, inexpensive form of urban transportation. So Canada said, let's give Canadians the choice, and Ontario said, let's give Canadians the choice. But the Ontario Highway Traffic Act also permits municipalities across Ontario to pass their own bylaws that control the use of different vehicles, including wheelchairs and bicycles and pedestrians, on municipal roads. And, of course, parklands aren't roads. They're not subject to the Highway Traffic Act, and a municipality can make up any darn rules they like.
I want to talk to you about the Toronto Electric Riders Association. You guys have a message board, and tell me a little bit about that. You're the treasurer, and how'd that get started?
Well, it was just formed by a woman in 2009, I think June 2009. It's just an online forum for people interested in electric bicycles, and since then it's growing. Growing past 600 users on the forum now, and last August, a group of us met downtown here and agreed that we would form a not-for-profit corporation. So we're a formal association, and we have a small paid membership, and it's growing fast too. But there are over 200 retailers for electric bicycles across Ontario now, including 65 in the Greater Toronto Area, and I think Windsor's got three that I can think of offhand. Mm. And sales are booming, and it's not just here in Ontario. I mean, it's huge in Europe. Europe never really lost its bicycle culture because of different reasons, like a couple of world wars and the fact that their towns are quite close together, distances are short. And so they've been pedaling all along. And of course, like a lot of us, they're getting older demographics, and older cyclists get bad knees and bad hips. So the last I heard, one in every six bicycles sold in Holland now is electric. And, again, the numbers year over year are just skyrocketing. We hear about the Chinese, but, they're quite a different story altogether. But in Western terms, these things haven't even taken off in the States yet. But in Ontario, the trial project was started in 2006, and then they went fully legal in 2009. And it's a little industry that's just exploded.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning, Locke, and best wishes with your e-bike, of course, and also the Electric Riders Association there in Toronto.
Very good, JD, and I hope Windsor doesn't give up on the e-bike, and I hope that they'll give it more consideration.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks, JD.